Our military members and veterans are living definitions of going above and beyond the call of duty. Their service and dedication certainly make them worthy of our respect and rewards for their service. Now, the Veterans Administration makes a variety of programs and services available. Okay, they don't do it in the most user-friendly way, let's be honest. Additionally, many service members and veterans eliminate themselves from these programs via a lack of either understanding or assumptions that they make. My next guest saw the scene from inside the VA as Undersecretary for Benefits. He's now written a book explaining what the various VA programs offer and why service members and veterans, talking to you perhaps, should utilize them fully and completely. His book is Veterans Benefits for You, Get What You Deserve, by Dr. Paul Lawrence. Thanks for being here today, Paul.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Chris, and thanks for caring about our veterans.
Without a doubt, they are certainly worthy of everyone's care, compassion, and support. PaulLawrence.com. Learn more about Dr. Lawrence's work, especially with this book. As I mentioned, you were operating on the inside of the VA, so you were involved with the various aspects of the programs. We look at the outside of the VA, post-traumatic stress disorder rates, homelessness, mental health issues, addiction. So we are assuming as civilians that the VA is abandoning these veterans, which they're not. The programs are there, as you point out with your book, Veterans Benefits for You. Why the lack of a full connection between the VA and the military community?
Yeah, well, first, the VA is definitely not abandoning them. The American public is definitely not abandoning them. Sometimes there's just a disconnect, right? And you think about it. We ask folks to join the military, and we would say, give us the very best military in the world. When you come back, we should say, we're going to give you world-class care from the VA, care and benefits. And unfortunately, it just falls short. So it isn't for lack of money, and it isn't for lack of programs. Sometimes they just don't deliver, and so that's some of the frustration.
Having gone to various times for researching, and that's why I said what I said in the introduction, it's not the most user-friendly when you go to va.gov. It can be intimidating for someone who's maybe not technically savvy. It could be a mile walked across the street, I guess would be a good analogy to make. What do you think is the biggest hindrance that creates that disconnect? Is it just the basics of communication?
Well, the program, there's a lot of benefits. There's a lot of things available to veterans. The programs are often hard to understand. Many of the explanations are written by lawyers, and we love lawyers, but sometimes they don't write very clearly, which is why I wrote the book. But here's something that we can have our veterans get help. You can approach your State Department of Veterans Affairs or a place like Wounded Warrior Project or American Legion and ask for help, and this is no-cost help from what's called a service officer, folks who've been trained to navigate the VA and help veterans through it. And they'll help them through better understanding of their benefits, and often what they'll do is talk to the veteran about their experience and say, you know, based on what I know about people who are in your occupation, these are some of the benefits for you, and they can help them fill out the forms and go through the process.
And for you listening, this is not an uncommon concept around tax time. There are community organizations that help senior citizens with their tax returns. So it's not a difficult idea. It's the one that's available. Again, what Paul writes about and brings to the attention is just something that a lot of military members and veterans aren't aware is an active option. As far as the multiple programs that the VA offers, the most well-known is the GI Bill. Generally speaking, what's one or two of the specifics that are outstanding that offer a great inroads to a transition back to civilian life or an empowerment that maybe not enough people know about?
Well, certainly the GI Bill is great, and it continues to evolve. So if folks go rolling their eyes while we're talking, say, I've done college, I don't want to do college, they should look into it because there are a lot of non-college options in this day in the world. You know, great jobs, truck drivers, electricians, and the like. So don't forget that. But one of the benefits that folks need to pay attention to is the ability to purchase a home with no money down. It's called the Home Loan Guarantee. VA guarantees your mortgage. So you can purchase a home, no money down. You know, civilian counterparts got to save the money for that, and that can take years. You get generally a lower interest rate, and you don't pay the private mortgage insurance. So this could be a great way to live in a good community, but also create wealth. Many veterans purchase a home, use the equity to start a business. So that's something that's out there. And the other thing which is often talked about is if you've been injured or hurt in service, it's called disability compensation, tax-free monthly payment to help deal with the injuries and expenses related to something that happened to you in service that continues to bother you once you've gotten out of service.
Talk about the pension process and what that offers. I mean, granted, it might not be a windfall. It won't be like winning the Powerball. But if you're looking at the end of the month and have to decide next month, do I pay the rent or buy food, a little bit can go a long way.
That's right. And it's really a funny name. The pension name for this is really inappropriate. This is like a sort of a safety net payment, and it's means tested. So you're right. If you have to be injured in service to qualify for this. So it isn't just for everybody, but this is one of the ways you can often avoid homelessness. If your income is below a certain level and you meet certain qualifications, you can be eligible for a monthly payment. So this is something to look into, especially for folks who are struggling, exactly as you say. It's called pension, but it's really a means tested safety net benefit.
Talking with Dr. Paul Lawrence, his book, Veterans Benefits for You, Get What You Deserve, paullawrence.com, the website. You are listening to Issues and Ideas. We laid some information in people's ears and minds as far as, oh, I didn't know about that. I need to go look again at this. So let's go back to the beginning of the process. What are some of the ground rules as far as application and being eligible for, on the average, overall, the programs that you write about in Veterans Benefits for You?
Certainly. Well, so you'll need to prove you're in service, right? So that's your DD-214 that identifies, yes, in fact, I served. And what's really important in that process is your discharge. We all know about an honorable discharge. That means you're eligible for all benefits, okay? If you've gotten a dishonorable discharge, by law, you're not even a veteran, so you don't qualify for any of these benefits. There's something in between, often called the other than honorable, which requires some finagling to get you benefits. It won't get you all of them, but your discharge really does matter, and your DD-214 validates that. The other thing for benefits, especially if you haven't been injured, they'll be looking for your medical records to demonstrate, hey, I got hurt during service, I went to see a doctor, it's demonstrated by this. But those are the two things that, you know, get you benefits.
As far as the medical benefits, too, is it... does it help your cause if you apply early? Because we've seen over time in various news reports, new understanding about what while in service our military members experienced, and we found out much later in some cases that, well, that was not a good thing to have happen to our men and women in the military. So instantly, well, you weren't eligible for health benefits then, you would be now. So if you're in the application system, does that make reapplying a little more streamlined and user-friendly?
Yeah, this is a great question. The answer is yes, right? So, for example, if you applied coming out of Vietnam and you said, you know, something's going off me, I think I was exposed to Agent Orange. And for a long time, nobody understood what Agent Orange did. You know, the science took a long time to catch up. Okay, and so eventually it caught up, and they were able to go back and say, you know, we shouldn't have denied you benefits back in the day. In fact, we should have said yes then, and we go back all these years, and we'll send you a huge check as if you had gotten benefits. And now people, there's like burn pitch registries and things like this. So we don't know exactly how the science plays out, but it's better to apply so you get this on record so that years from now, if something does play its way out, it's well known that you were aware of it, and at least we're letting it be known you had these conditions.
I know this sounds odd, but I've heard veterans say this, even active members say this, and it doesn't register logically, but it's what someone believes what they believe. They'll look at the programs and the benefits offered by the VA as charity, and out of pride or whatever the case may be, nope, I'll do without. I won't take charity. Talk to that veteran or that military member right now who might be thinking that way.
Yeah, I'm really glad you brought that up. That is just inaccurate thinking. So let me kind of explain, right? These are earned benefits. These are benefits available to veterans because of their honorable service. Anybody could do this, but veterans did. And if you think about it, it's part of our national security strategy. We ask people to volunteer to go into the military, pay them a competitive wage, give them training, great experiences. Then when you come out, the American public, through Congress, have set up a series of benefits for veterans that they've earned, okay? And the way they finance it is, you know, it doesn't come at the expense of somebody else. That Congress has set it up so that these benefits have to be paid. They will go find the money if more veterans apply for benefits. So, again, we really want to discourage that thinking because they're available and they're there to, you know, help veterans afterwards pursue their American dream, get a job, the GI Bill, get a great house, home loan guarantee. It's really designed to help them accelerate once they return to civilian life.
And what that education do, it's much like with the medical programs, the education programs are updated, more heavy accent on STEM research and STEM education, for example, among other aspects, all of which you'll discover in Paul's book, Veterans Benefits for You, Get What You Deserve. They say that information is empowerment. That is more than a collection of words. It is a fact, and Paul gives you the empowerment as well as the tour guides that can help you through the process, as he mentioned, in making applications, organizations nationally and locally that can assist you and guide you. And as Paul's subtitle says, get what you deserve. PaulLawrence.com. Dr. Paul Lawrence, thank you for alerting our veterans, our military members, of what they are well deserving of. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much, Chris.